Roger II, 1095-1154, founder of the Norman dynasty in Sicily, holds a distinguished place among medieval European monarchs. He had his capital at Palermo, and is noted for having made Sicily into a prosperous country. He established a strong administration, and constructed a powerful fleet. The success of Roger II, according to a Western historian, can be attributed in part to the fact that he made Sicily a meeting place of European and Arabic scholars. Al-Idrisi was a contemporary of Roger II. Born in Marrakesh, he was educated in Spanish universities. Later he traveled extensively in Europe, Asia and Africa. He became the greatest geographer of his age, and a close friend and advisor to Roger II, at whose court he served as official geographer. Roger II originally invited Al-Idrisi to Sicily to make a map of the world for him. Here we can see the cause of the esteem in which Muslims were held in times past. They represented the true Islam to the world not through protests and demands, nor from spreading conflict and terror, but through being useful to the world. By virtue of hard struggle, they established themselves as intellectual community of the world. They had something that others did not have, so people flocked to their sides. That was how Muslims raised their standing in the world in times past. It is by the same method that they can improve their position today, and build a better future for themselves.